Hello?
Hi, Monday. This is Ivan Gunyapa from Global Splash in the Google Verified Department. Is this Michael?
Yes, this him.
Awesome. Thank you for my call, Michael. I understand that you had some questions about an outstanding payment that was required for the Google Verified campaign, right?
Yeah, so they told me that there's a balance on that for some reason, and I don't understand why there's a balance on there when everything was on auto pay. And I mean, when we had canceled the account, there was nothing pending.
Gotcha. Yeah, so the reason for that payment, Michael, is because you did have a monthly budget for the Google Verified lead of $661. Not sure if you recall that amount as the amount that you started those leads with.
Yeah, but I never, that's the thing, it was turned off. It was off the whole time, and never once did I turn it on, except for that one time, and that y'all charged my account. You know, y'all charged my account like $660 without telling me nothing, and I was like, what is this for? And then when y'all told me it was for Google Verified, I was like, oh, okay, well, how do I turn that off? Because I'm getting, you know, I'm too busy to take on those calls anyways. And y'all told me how to turn it off. He says, just let y'all know when I wanted to turn it back on, and I never turned it back on. So I don't understand why there's a balance on that.
Gotcha. Yeah, so just to clarify the actual balance that's on that for the Google Guaranteed, it's based on leads that were received between July 23rd, 2025 and August 20th, 2025. So obviously, you know, based on the information that you're providing me that the ad wasn't supposed to be turned on and that, you know, you got charged at $661 without your knowledge or approval, that'd kind of be a separate issue, right? So just in terms of the actual balance for that, I just wanted to clarify that that's where it's coming from, right? So it looks like there were leads received within that time frame that I just laid out to you, so sometime between July and August of 2025. So that's where the balance actually stems from. You know, I'm not sure what your plans were with Local Splash or what conversations you were having with, I believe, Amy. But that is, you know, just one part of the account that had an outstanding balance. So basically what that means is those are for the leads that were received within that time frame, right? You had a budget of $661, so technically you have a budget remaining, which is, let's see here. Let me just do the math real quick. Yeah, so there would be a budget of about $269 remaining. So that outstanding balance, Michael, is basically would be just to replenish that budget back up to its original $661. So, like I said, I'm not sure what your plans are, but if you did want to continue with Google Guaranteed, you know, we could potentially explore some different options, like, you know, letting the rest of that budget run out without, you know, continuing to charge you.
So the plan is to go ahead and sign back up with Local Splash. And continue to move forward with Local Splash, but they won't let me do that until this is resolved with y'all, you know? None of this makes sense to me of what you're talking about.
I gotcha. So I know it's been obviously a few months since those leads were received. But like I said, they're on file here, so the recordings of the phone calls and everything like that. So, you know, in terms of you know, you stating that the account should have been paused and you shouldn't have been receiving those leads. Like I said, that's a separate issue that, you know, we could review here internally and then, you know, go about it that way. But like I said, those leads are on file and they, you know, they were charged to that $661 Google verified lead balance that you initially started with. But like I said, if you're saying your plans are to sign back up with Local Splash and they're telling you that, you know, this needs to be resolved before doing that, you know, we, like I said, there are some other options that we can explore, including just letting the rest of that $297 run out instead of just charging you that outstanding balance that's currently pending, right? Does that make sense?
Right, right. So when you say I have a budget of $660 and $300 and something was used, but why wasn't that, like, I haven't, this, my misunderstanding here is, okay, the last time the Google verified, the last time that y'all took any money from me was for the $660 or whatever, right?
Right.
And that's when we had the conversation about why, you know, hey, why are y'all taking money? I don't understand. And then when y'all explained it, they're like, okay, Google Verify is different from the SEO, you know? And like my budget that I pay monthly, you know, the $499 or whatever, the budget that's included in that only does, like, you know, just basic SEO ads or whatever.
Right.
And then y'all explained it that the Google verified ads are different, you know, and those are paid, like those have to have a monthly budget. Correct?
Exactly. So
okay, so no, hold on, I'm not done. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Okay, so at that point, I was like, okay, let's turn it off because I'm busy. I don't, you know, like, I don't need to be paying all this extra money for the work right now because I have a lot of work, you know? And y'all were like, okay, no problem. We'll turn it off. Just let us know when you want to turn it back on. So why wasn't, and that was months and months and months ago, you know, why wasn't that charged to me at that point, that $300 and something that was there and used on the budget at that point? And y'all just say, how come, and when I canceled Local Splash, why didn't y'all say, you know, A, you still have a balance, or it don't, so we can address it at that point. You get what I'm saying? Like, this is, now that I'm coming back to Local Splash, trying to get everything restarted and trying to get this relationship going again, and y'all are trying to hit me with this money that y'all should have, like, and how am I supposed to verify all of this is real? Like, I don't understand. Like, why didn't y'all hit me with it back then?
So the reason the charge didn't go through, Michael, is because, like you said, you did request the account to be paused for Google Verified before you, you know, officially canceled with Local Splash. So since when you canceled, the account was currently in that pause status, we didn't charge you since there was no active ad running, right? You weren't receiving those leads actively. So basically what happened is that those leads that you did receive in that little time frame where, you know, you had requested it to be paused and it continued running, those charges were incurred, but we didn't charge it to you because, you know, you ended up canceling the account and the account was already paused in the first place prior to that. So now to my next point, the fact that, you know, you said that you relayed the information that you were busy, right, and that $661 charged after it happened, you requested it for it to be paused. You know, that's something that I would have to go back and look at to see when that conversation took place in comparison to the dates where you received those leads that that outstanding payment is trying to cover, right? Because like you said, if it was before that, then, you know, it would not be right for us to charge you for those leads after requesting it, for it to be paused. You know, I'd have to go back and look at that because, you know, just the technicality that money was taken based on those leads, which is why the charge is, you know, being required.
Right, right. No, I get all of that. And, you know, I would appreciate that if you could provide that confirmation. And,
absolutely.
And I mean, like, I have no problem paying what's owed. Like, that's not an issue. But it's the frustrating part is, like, you know, why wasn't this collected back then? You know what I'm saying? Like, because Google Verify has not been active for our account for a long time. And, you know, for them, you know, for, you know, us trying to jump back into a relationship with Local Splash, I'm just like, what are they talking about? You know, when I was trying to get this running like today, because, you know, the people that convinced us that, oh, they were better and they were doing this and they're going to do that. You know, they just took their monthly payment and, I'm not trying to pay them another month, you know? So the longer it takes, the more it's going to incur. I'm not trying to pay them anymore. And I'm just trying to get back on Local Splash. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Yeah, it definitely shouldn't take too long. Like I said, just got to review the time frame from which the account should have been paused and then when you receive those charged leads. So what I'll just go ahead and do is gather that information and review it with Amy really quickly so that she can get back in touch with you here before the end of the day. Huh?
Okay. Okay, I appreciate it.
Yep, no problem. I'm just going to go ahead and notate that, and I'll have her reach back out to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for taking my call, Michael. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.